Welcome back, guys. DGS. A few minutes past 5 p.m. Happy 30th birthday on Sunday to Andrew.
Yay!
Make sure you send all of your birthday wishes on Twitter, Facebook, what have you. We're going to do Name That Thing.
I forgot we were doing that.
Uh-huh.
And then you walked out right before the segment started, and I thought you were just running to grab something. And then you started talking, and I was like, wait a minute, he's what? I was completely confused there for a couple of seconds.
Okay.
Okay.
Angie, you want to try again with Sue?
Yeah,
let's do it.
Actually,
yeah, let's
well,
go.
No,
oh,
you know no
what?
Jinxing.
No, no, yeah, okay, no jinxing. Jinxing. No jinxing. No but jinxing. I know what you're thinking, Sue, and
yep.
I'm thinking it too.
Yep.
What are you thinking?
It's time.
No jinxing.
Nope. No jinxing.
You guys are thinking the same
thing. We're good. We're good
okay.
at this.
Okay.
We're jinxing it, but I'm saying we're
I am terrible
we're good
at this
teammates.
Game. So, yeah, I'm terrible at this game. So
this
you guys
is exciting
are right.
because now we can go back and forth because everybody's
yes.
in the studio.
Yes. Yep. Okay.
Tell me when you're ready.
We're ready.
We're ready.
Okay. Yep. Whoever, you take your headphones off.
All right.
I'll take my headphones off
okay.
first.
Okay. Boys off, girls on.
Okay.
The first clue is a thing, and it is a pawn shop.
That's really difficult.
Yes, it is. Oh, I liked that one, and then I'm not. Oh.
That's Galileo thermometer.
I can do Galileo thermometer.
My mind is blank.
Yeah, I've got the same thing, Rachel. Okay, let's let us try to.
Who's first here? Who's
yeah,
we haven't even
first.
Determined that.
I can't even think of a bid.
And then are we going to do two in a row? So one goes first, one goes first.
Yeah.
And then, okay.
Okay, I can do it in two.
Okay,
so
you just do it.
Good. Okay.
That's fine.
I got nothing.
Okay.
All right, put your headphones back on.
All right.
Okay.
I hope this works. Right. Okay.
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 Andrew, this is the thing, uh-huh. and Sue's going to do it in two.
I'm going to try. Lee's Jewelry.
Oh.
Pawn shop.
Yes!
Mm-hmm.
Woo, Andrew.
I thought you were saying lease weird.
Oh, no.
Like lease a car.
I'm just
going to
say lease weird. Lease jewelry.
All right, headphones back off. I'm going to bid first on this one.
This is a thing, and it is menopause.
Yikes.
I can do it in two.
You're
gonna steal?
I don't even know how you could do it in
giant.
One.
I'm going to let her try.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to do it in two.
Okay, okay.
Tony, if you get this one, props to you.
Oh, boy.
Okay, this is
what
a,
is it?
It's a thing.
A thing.
The change.
Puberty? No?
Nope.
Ah.
Older.
Menopause.
Right. That was
second.
A great clue.
The second change, not the first change.
Andrew's like, menopause.
That's right.
Maybe it's because I'm getting older, but my first guess was menopause.
Yep.
That was a good
you're
clue,
just staring
though.
Down flash. The barrel of menopause,
hot
Andrew.
Flashes.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is good.
That's a good point.
Okay, I'm taking off my headphones.
Oh, girl's headphones
I'm
off.
I'm off today. Mm-hmm. I apologize.
Andrew is
so
first.
One
no,
time.
That was good. It was 50-50.
All right.
You ready?
Yep.
This next thing is a thing, and you need both words. It's woolly mammoth.
Ooh. I can do it in, I can do it in two.
Yeah, two is, yeah. I don't know that there's possible to do it in one. No, I can't do it in one.
I swear there's a word that you could do it in one, but I can't remember what the word is. So we'll do
gonna,
it in two.
Yeah, gonna have to be two.
So pop them back on.
Yep. Put them on.
On up on the head. All right, Sue.
Okay.
This is a thing, and it's... Can I tell them the amount of words
yes.
that you need? Okay. It's two words, and you gotta have both words.
Okay.
So I'm gonna try and give this to you in two. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ice elephant.
Ice elephant.
It's a great clue.
It is. So it's a perfect clue.
Ice elephant. I've never been the recipient. I'm only ever the giver. So this is like, say what?
There's a clock right there.
Frozen.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
It's two words.
You can't do that. I did.
Yeah, I said I could say
it
in two words.
Okay, sorry.
She has to get them both.
Elephant. I'm sorry I yelled at you. Because I know what it is. Yeah.
You do?
Time's up.
Ice elephants.
Frozen trunk. Okay, I give up.
Do you want my clue or not?
Go ahead and give it to me.
Prehistoric.
Woolly mammoth.
Yes.
Oh, mammoth. Dang it. That was a great clue,
Ice
Andrew.
Elephant is perfect. Yeah. I was going to say prehistoric elephant. That was my two.
Yeah, oh, that's equally good.
Yep.
Okay. All right,
you guys take them off again, and we go first. So we got that point. That's good. We needed one.
It's 2-1, Team Rachel. Mm-hmm. This is a thing also, and it is a jellyfish.
I can definitely do it in two. Yeah, I can do it in two. If you can steal it, go for it.
I can do it in one, but there's some hyphens and it's going to be controversial.
Compound word is one thing because it's one word. A hyphenated word is two words, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I always consider this to be one word, though.
It doesn't matter what you
can. You can try it if you want.
What happens if his word
is illegal?
I mean,
we get the point.
Can you give it to me in some way that you want to text it to me?
Yeah, let me text it to you. Everybody vamp for like 2 seconds.
It all began in the year of 1965.
Yeah, this is...
Okay, I texted it to you.
Anyone else eat too much pizza and cake?
Is that...
I don't feel good.
Andrew, that's your penis.
Is that a good clue?
I knew.
I think it is.
Okay.
He's okay with that one?
I think it's okay.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to do it in one.
Okay, our headphones are...
Put
your headphones back on.
So you got to put your headphones on, too.
She was... had her hands on her face in the praying.
Yes, like, okay. I'm prepared this for whatever it is.
This is a thing.
All right.
Man of War.
It's one word answer?
Right? Yep.
Horse.
Yeah, that's what I would have said too.
I need another clue.
Yeah, now it's going to be tough because I needed my two words.
Man of War.
Yeah, it was obvious.
Man of War.
He was a famous horse.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea. I was like, horse.
I thought I lost my mind.
I did.
Gosh. I had every intention of doing this in two, not one.
Build on Man of War.
This game is a cruel mistress.
Think of the horse racing world, Tony.
God, I don't know. I have no idea how to do this in one.
How about half the clue? Sting. Sting.
I know what it is now. Does that help?
Is it the police?
No.
No, it's jellyfish, isn't it?
Jellyfish.
Sorry, Andrew.
I was going to say.
Jellyfish sting.
Yeah. I was going to say beach sting.
What's man of war?
A man of war is a type of
jellyfish. But I would have definitely said racehorse.
Man-o-apostrophe-war, which is why I didn't know if it was one word or not.
That was a hard one.
Dang it, that was
Because that's technically three words.
Unfortunately. Yeah, well, yeah.
So, all right.
Still 2-1.
But it's one name.
So, Sue, you're up first.
Okay.
Headphones off.
So you said it's 2-1, Dave?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, this is a thing. It could be the game or the clothing line. I don't care, but it's polo.
Who goes first? Am I first?
Me?
Sue's first.
Okay.
Sue's first, and then Rachel.
I think I need two.
I like how Sue writes it down.
Yeah, I gotta think about
it. It's a good memory device.
Yeah, I probably. It's one of those
things where don't force it yet. We're not.
Yeah,
in that position.
I'll let her go. It's one of those things where if you use one, you don't get it. All it does is help them.
Yeah. It's so true.
So I'm gonna pass to Sue. Yeah, put your headphones back on.
Oh, what you got, Sue?
Okay. All right. Dave, are you going to tell him the category?
It's a thing.
Horse game.
Man of War.
Horse game. G- goodness.
I'm still mad at myself for jellyfish. That was a good guess.
Ralph.
Oh, that changed my answer.
Oh, no, just go with it.
Ralph.
No, just whatever you thought it was probably that.
Well, horse game, I thought she was saying basketball.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Think of Ralph.
No.
I think it's basketball, Tom.
I already guessed basketball.
I think it's basketball.
Yeah. No. I mean, am I still...
I don't think he's paying attention.
All right. No, he guessed. Dave, was that a guess or you let it go?
I guessed basketball.
No. Polo.
Polo.
Oh,
I was
going to
say Ralph, and then I'm like, that would have been impossible.
Ralph Lauren. I was thinking horse like pig.
Horse game, basketball.
Oh, tried to make him tough this time.
I was thinking
good. I love it. Totally did.
I was thinking the game at a carnival where you shoot the target to make the little horse.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to be afraid to say I can do it in three.
All right.
Okay.
Because
all
of these
yeah,
tough
all right.
Let's
put that on the table.
There.
Yeah. All right. Take your headphones back on and off.
Oh, yeah.
I get first bid.
Yeah.
Next up, it's a thing. It's a person. You guys can decide how you want to do it, but it's Pioneer.
They look concerned.
Nobody.
These are hard.
Point, so
yeah,
right.
It really is.
They didn't get the points last time either. So,
yeah, you guys are still winning.
We're okay.
If I had.
Okay, I can do it in two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't beat that.
Okay.
Come back on.
Okay.
What is this? Another thing.
What was the subcategory, Dave?
It's not a person as in Morgan Freeman. It's a type of person.
Okay. I understand.
Okay. Dave, woman.
Oh, what is that woman's name? But it's not her name.
Yes.
What is that? Pioneer woman.
Yes! Pioneer.
Oh,
Pioneer.
My God.
Pioneer.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yep. That's the appropriate response, Andrew.
What are you guys mad
that's
about?
A tough clue. Yeah.
I'm not.
That's good.
That's a good clue.
All right. See what I'm right. taking off your headphones.
Yeah. Ladies, remove your headphones. And Andrew is up first.
Mm-hmm. Sit down.
The next one is a thing, and it's leprosy.
Dave's proud of himself. That's
I mean,
good.
Two. Right?
Yeah.
Can you do it in one?
No, I don't know how to do that in one.
Okay. Headphones back on, ladies.
Yeah. Headphones back on.
I'm scared. Okay.
It's ready menopause.
Okay, again. All right.
I think we're going to have a chance here.
We're
so
going to have a chance to pick it up.
Because we have the first one. Ugh.
Biblical disease.
Oh, good one. Good clue, sir. Very good clue.
Okay, so it could be like the, what would it? What do you call it when you're...
What do you call it?
When your skin...
What do you call it?
Leprosy?
That's
yeah! Way to go, Andrew. That was a great
one.
Why were you so sheepish?
You had it, right? You knew it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I could see like a shark in the water. I could see Rachel just waiting. So I was like,
oh, Bible?
You got this, Sue.
That was great, Andrew.
You got
great
this,
clue.
Sue.
Great clue.
All right, take my headphones,
headphones off, ladies.
The next one is a thing, and I don't care whether you go with Native American corn or labyrinth, but it's maize.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I can't. I don't know how to do that in one.
I can.
Okay. No.
I like it when other
gotta
people
talk,
delay.
Right? Yeah. Gotta talk on the better. Radio, guys. That's my right. fault.
Are you tempted to do one, Tony?
I'm actually thinking about doing three, but I'm afraid he's gonna steal.
And he's dancing, so I feel like he has some clues on his mind.
Yeah, he probably has a better clue in mind than I do. I'm probably overthinking.
Uh, He's dancing so hard that he knocked his earbuds out.
Violently, it hurts. I violently yanked my earbuds out. Ow.
Mm-hmm.
Need a clue.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm going to say three.
I can do it in one.
Whoa!
Wow.
Andrew.
You could do it in two, you know.
All right. Put your headphones back on.
No,
he already said one.
You already said it.
It's like an auction.
Yeah.
All right. Listen carefully.
Yeah. Okay. We can do it in one. Now. All right. You ready, Sue?
Yeah.
Corn.
Corn.
Yeah, there's no other answer for that.
We're definitely going to get to go here, so listen.
Corn. The first thing that comes to my... Well, that can't be right.
What's the first thing that came to mind? Yeah, sorry, it's a thing. What was the first thing that came to mind?
You can't let her guess. You can't be like, I was wondering if it was... Oh, you didn't react well?
Cob.
Okay.
Cob was the first thing that came to my mind.
Okay, what's our clue?
I wanted to give three.
Only one word.
Yeah. How about this? You're going to really have to.
Okay.
Mice.
Mice, corn. Corn and mice.
Around here, we call that dinner.
Yeah, I didn't want to.
Huh.
I was trying my hardest to avoid word clues.
But I don't.
Corn.
Yeah.
And mice. What do they have in common?
Chunks.
Corn. Is it? No.
5 seconds.
Oh. Is it corn and mice?
She said, oh.
And when you take the corn.
Hey, they didn't get the point either, so we're still winning.
The mouse gets it, and at that point, you have a.
They're running through a.
Okay, this has been fun.
Is it a field? A mice field?
Mice field.
The old mice field.
A maze, really?
A
maze. Yeah. Oh.
I was thinking maze when he said corn.
Corn, maze,
maze with a double.
Rach, if he would have said Indian after corn, would you got it?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, it's M-A-I-Z-E? It's,
or it said they could go either way.
Oh, okay.
And it's so corn works for both.
It could be either version of maze. Okay.
I thought that it was maze when he said corn, but then it felt too easy.
Yeah.
And then the mice was the perfect clue to try to do it, and I messed it up.
No, that was very difficult.
DGS playing Name That Thing. It is 3 for Team Rachel, 2 for Team Andrew on Andrew's 30th birthday on the DGS. He turns 30 on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ready to go?
Yep. I think the girls are up, so boys, headphones come off.
This is a thing, and it is a revolver.
Who goes first? Are you,
I think,
Rachel?
I have... You, oh, it's Sue.
Because Tony went first last time.
Huh.
I can't. After what I just did, I can't complain.
Mouse corn.
That's a good clue.
Yeah, when we heard what it was, it always makes sense.
It clicked.
I have a compound. I think it's a hyphenated word.
Texting.
All right, let me text it to you, Dave.
Oh, boy. Here come the boobs.
It didn't look like you had your phone.
She doesn't have an iPhone, so this is going to take like 4 minutes.
Well, I'll consider it two then. Well.
Well.
You know what? It's Andrew's birthday. I'll give you this one.
Okay. I actually don't know if that's... Now I'm not sure I want to use it.
I'm for real starting to forget what the clue was.
All right, I'll do two.
Okay.
Cool. She's doing it in two, boys.
You're not going to steal?
You're going to steal?
No, I need to.
That's fine. No, I get it.
No, I don't remember what it was.
I don't even know what we're playing.
All right, what you got, Susie?
Is it a thing? I didn't hear.
Yeah, it's a thing. Okay. It's a thing. There are two different
two
clues
words for
I
a
could
thing.
Use.
Two words.
But I'm going to go for this one. All right. Small gun.
Pistol.
Beatles.
Revolver.
Yes! That was nice how job. I got torn.
Really good.
Because I was trying to decide between Beatles and, okay.
I was going to say other, Beatles
yeah, what was
gun.
The other one?
Well, because it's too many words to try to get a Beatles album. The best thing to do is steal with it.
No, what was your other two-word clue is what I'm asking.
Oh, it was a Beatles-themed one, but I couldn't get it to work in my brain, so
yeah,
I had to go back.
Beatles album,
it was
like...
Six Shooter.
Six Shooter is what
say,
I would have said.
Six Bullets?
And that's my bad.
My clue, Six Shooter.
Yeah, either of those would have been
good.
That's
is that
two
one
words.
Word? Is
six
that two?
Words.
Six Shooter is two words.
Yeah.
Okay, my bad.
Our headphones off.
Andrew, I'm so sorry.
Sue's like, I have one word, and it's gun that holds six bullets.
Yeah.
My God, it's 8 million degrees in here. Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Somebody turn on your headphones. Might have been Andrew. Number, go ahead.
It is a thing, and it is pheromones.
Are you kidding me?
Okay.
I'm glad you're first, Rachel.
We're winning. Don't be afraid. Yeah. Say, you know, take it. Do whatever you need. 3, 5.
15.
6.
Maybe a nice novel.
A paragraph.
Okay, I can do it in 2.
Yeah, I can't beat that.
Okay.
Okay, what is it?
It's a thing, right, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is the best I can come up with.
Okay.
Individual scent. Skint. S-C-E-N-T.
Skint.
Not scent like a penny, but a scent.
Yeah,
yes.
Like a smell.
Individual scent. Body odor.
It's a good guess.
Oh, that was going to be mine.
Dang.
Okay, what you got?
Dang.
Huh. I don't even know if that's a correct clue that I gave.
Attractive.
Perfume. Cologne.
It's pheromones.
Pheromones.
Oh,
that's a hard one.
That is a
that
hard
is
one.
Hard.
That is very. That's a good one, though.
Individual scent is a good clue.
It was a great clue.
Yeah, it was. It was.
I was going to say
odor is a pheromone. It's a type of a pheromone.
Yeah.
I was also going to say, like, perfume reacts because they say it reacts
yes.
to different people. But I was like, that's a
that's
little
a total
too
chick clue.
I definitely wouldn't have gotten
obscure.
That.
All right, taking my headphones
off.
Oh.
And Andrew is up.
This is probably our last round.
Okay. This is a person, and it's a fortune teller.
Ooh. I can do that in 2.
I have a word for 1, but
yeah,
I'm going to let you do 2. I'm going to let you do 2.
Okay.
Now, let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it in 2, you still lose. If you do it in
we
1, you
one
tie.
We more after this, don't we?
Okay. Let me
you
do
want it.
I'll do it in 1 then.
Okay.
I'll do it in 1.
Oh, Andrew.
I can do it in 1.
Do it in 2. Okay.
Do we have time for
one,
like, or do we have time for this round where both of us are going to go?
Because you can go first. You
both
go
of you are going to go. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I'm doing it in 1.
Both of us are going to go, so they could get this point
Andrew
and the next.
Sue, I'm doing it in 1.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
You're going for broke.
How
exciting. I'm going for broke. Hey, ready, Sue?
Oh, God.
This is a. How would we define it?
It's a type of person.
A type of person.
Yeah.
Ready?
Okay.
Karnak.
Ooh, I was.
Oh yeah,
I was gonna say a different one.
Well, it's
I think
like
I
a,
might know the one that you're thinking.
Like a, you call him up at night. Well, it's like a fortune teller.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah!
Good job.
Woo!
And we're all tied up.
You were trying to say psychic.
Yes!
You couldn't come up with the word psychic.
Yes! Yeah. 100%.
All she wanted to say was psychic.
Yeah.
And
she's
talked
gonna say
her
psychic
way
gonna be
to fortune teller
yes!
and
impressive
got the point. Yeah.
All right, taking them off.
Oh, this show is.
Yep.
This is also a person, and it is a volunteer.
Mm hmm. Mm-hmm.
It can't be worse than pheromones.
It's not, but it's a toughie.
Pheromones and menopause.
I can do it in 2 for sure. If you want to try to steal,
I'm gonna try to steal.
All right.
Oh, Andrew,
this is the game.
This is because this is how we win, Sue.
Okay. All right.
This is the game.
Oh my God. Oh,
I'm nervous.
I'm so nervous. Wait, what's the category?
Type of person.
Yeah, like just like last one.
Ready?
Yes.
Are you?
No.
Should have done 2 because we're first.
Type of person.
Yeah.
Did you have an
idea? Are you ready for this?
I did, but I changed my mind.
Can you handle it?
Charity.
And it's a person.
Type of person.
Boy, if you
charity.
Get this.
Oh, I think I know it.
You get
this. I would have said none.
What's your
incorrect.
Clue, Tones?
Incorrect. So we win.
No, we're tied right now.
One, no, we're up by one. You needed to do it in one to win.
I did it in one last time.
Yeah, you're tied.
Oh, we're tied.
We're tied. Okay. I think I know what it is.
Nice okay, try. I'm going to say this. I hope you make the connection. Tennessee.
Yeah, I thought that too.
Tennessee.
I think you just dicked it.
I yeah. did not
You know
the
why
connection.
I said it though, right?
I do.
Yeah.
I was going to say philanthropist.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Volunteer. Do you want to do one more?
Volunteer. Yeah, let's
Tennessee
do one more.
Tennessee
we'll
Volunteers. That's the name.
One more.
Oh. That's their
okay. Are the guys doing it or are we doing it?
You guys do it.
Okay. Okay. All right.
This is a thing, and the thing is.
Headphones up.
Better? The thing is concrete.
Who goes first?
No, it's Sue's turn to go first.
Yeah. I'll take a risk and I'll try to do it in one. I mean, might as well right?
Wait, are you going first or me? Is it?
Who? Oh yeah, it's your thing.
I can do it in one.
Okay.
Sue's gonna try to sweep the game.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Andrew.
Yes.
You're gonna tell him.
It's a thing.
Thing.
Cement.
Concrete.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Andrew.
Yay. Yay. Good job,
nice
guys.
Work.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Friday. A few minutes shy of 6 p.m. So we've been talking about Kanye West last couple days, and now the story has sort of changed. I guess even his wife, Kim Kardashian, came out and said she's really worried about him.
He's having a bipolar episode, apparently. He came out as bipolar, I want to say back in 2018. And if you read the whole, we've been talking about the Forbes interview. I read the whole thing. I skimmed the whole thing, but I had a very good grasp of what was going on. And he was saying crazy stuff. Like, he's always crazy, but he goes into these episodes and he was just kind of ranting. I thought it was a little unfair of Forbes, actually, because
kind of taking advantage.
No, because it's not like they would have known, but they didn't put the question and then the answer. It was more like Kanye on vaccines and then his answer. It's like, well, how did you phrase the question?
Yeah.
Like, it's really easy to, and you can just say, oh, we're just printing what he said. Yeah, but context is important. So I feel bad. Apparently he's in the midst of a serious bipolar episode. I don't know if that's what's driving the whole, like, I'm running for president
from Kim
thing.
Or...
This is
has
just,
he said that, like, I'm struggling right now, or is... Like,
these are just sources close to the family.
Gotcha.
They're concerned that the episode is impacting his decision-making and some of the things he said in the past week, which is exactly 2 years ago, and he was like, slavery's a choice. It was the same thing. It's like, hey, he's telling us that he's off his meds right now.
I remember, it may have been then, but it was years ago, I remember you saying that... You thought that he was insane and people were taking advantage of him. Like, people were using him, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that he needs protected.
Yeah.
Not
and I
exploited.
Mean, and, you know, he's a public figure. He's going out and seeking out this publicity. And it's never seemed to hurt him real bad, I guess. But then he's also rapped and sang about it. And he's like, sucks. Like, he has a line in his Saint Pablo album that came out in like 2016 2017 just all about how the press just has made him feel lower than the lowest thing, but he also is seeking it out. Yeah. So it's a complicated issue. Being a celebrity is complicated, right? I mean, you're in every sense, people can be like, well, you're asking for it. Yeah, you can still ask for something, I guess, but we should still be nicer. And then that's coming from me yesterday, who, although I was joking, spent 5 minutes crapping on Florence Pugh's relationship for no reason. You know what I mean? Like, we just feel like we have access to these people, and we do in a way, but when it gets into, like, mental illness and stuff like that, it feels really tacky to exploit that.
So tell me about the good swastika.
So have you guys ever heard of the website Sheen?
No.
What about the website Wish?
Yes, but I don't know what it is.
So Wish and Shein are very similar, I think. I've never shopped on Shein before, but they're just websites where you can go and buy stuff for a couple bucks. And a lot of times they ship from China, so it takes like 6 weeks to get to you, but you got a iPad case for $1.
It's the dollar store of the internet.
Exactly. Mm.
Five
exactly.
Below of the internet.
Mm. So Shein was selling a necklace with a swastika on it, and people were like, you shouldn't sell that. That's bad. And they were like, oh, no. This isn't a Nazi swastika. This is a Buddhist symbol. This is one of the good ones.
And that's true.
It is true. But I think most people, when they look at it, would be like, that's the
that
Nazi
was one
thing.
Of the, like, we talk about how the white supremacists have tried to take over the OK sign. Like, that was a big takeover.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that the swastika, I can't say that word, has been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. And it's the sign of peace. In the Buddhist religion.
And they took it and they made it
and
really
I
bad.
I don't know why. That would be interesting to know why Hitler or Goebbels or whoever it was said, there's a nice little emblem.
Yeah, I wonder if
people... But there's no coming back from that, you know.
Well, it seems targeted to pick something that's peaceful and happy and seems pretty, like, completely harmless to take that and be like, oh, we should... make that bad. And then we can sweep in all of these people who don't feel the same way as us. We now have an association with them, and it makes it seem like we have a more strength in numbers than we actually do. And the swastika is like the perfect example of, like, in 2020, no one's looking at it and going like, what a lovely Buddhist symbol. We all associate it with Nazi Germany.
And not that I would ever be able to identify this by looking at it or glancing at it, but isn't the, because I remember this being talked about in the past, isn't the Buddhist symbol reversed?
It, from the photo I saw, it was like it was straight. You know how it's
like,
the
I would
Nazi
never, like,
one it, is at a tilt.
I thought like the top, like the lines went in opposite direction, almost like a mirror image kind of thing.
I don't know,
but I could be wrong about that. And again, if somebody had the mirror image of a swastika on, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go, oh, that's not a swastika.
That's the Buddhist
It still
symbol.
Looks the same. But I thought I remember that being part of the discussion. Like, it's not exactly the same.
I'm sure that volumes and volumes and volumes and volumes have been written about Hitler. But there should be more. Because talk about knowing your history so that you don't repeat it. There have been lots of horrible people in history, in Pol Pot and Stalin, and millions have died. But one of the interesting things about Hitler is just how quickly...
Yeah, I was going to say.
How quickly he changed a whole people. I mean, millions of people fought for his causes voluntarily. Mm-hmm. He just convinced them. And things like paranormal, like Hitler was super into the paranormal, and they were searching for the Ark of the Covenant in, I forget which country it is, but like for 4 years, they had 1,000 men doing nothing but trying to find the Ark of the Covenant so he could use it as a weapon. It's just amazing when one, however you want to describe him, strong man or what have you, when one human being can be like, we should kill all Jews, and we could this, we should
so
that, and everyone goes, I think you're right. And he's like, the Ark of the Covenant, it's in that mountain, let's go get it. And they're like, let's go dig. It's just incredible.
Yeah.
I wonder how many of the people surrounding him were like, this guy is full of it.
I would love to find a book about just that.
Yeah.
Because
if there is one.
Because there are so many evil people, obviously, who were his henchmen. You know, Goebbels and Eichmann and all these guys, they could have been Hitler had they had the personality and the exuberance, because they believed the same thing he did. But you're right. I'd love to know, like, who was the highest ranking officer who was like, this guy's bat crap.
Right. Well, and he didn't start that way. He didn't start with kill all the Jews, we're taking over the... It started with, you guys are poor and hungry, and Germany's in a
Germany's getting screwed over by the world.
And I can help you. And they believed it. And then as he gained their confidence and, you know, and had more people leading him, he kept getting more and more extreme. And I wonder, I'm sure people in Germany and even on his, you know, even in his inner circle watched that happen and were like, okay, I'm still with you. I'm still with you. Ooh, You know, you've gone a little too far. Like,
there's a really good movie. I can't remember the name of it. It stars Kenneth Branagh.
Don't look at me.
And Rach, who's Stanley Tucci? So you'll be able to find it by that. And
it's I'm kidding.
And it's all about the meeting where they all got together at this castle.
Person of interest. Is that
Kenneth
the oncologist.
Branagh.
No, that's not it.
No, just look up Nazi, Tucci, Kenneth Branagh.
I searched Eric Bana.
Is it the Hulk?
Is it Ghost War?
Hulk not kill Jews.
How come we can't find this
film? Say it
film?
Again, Rach.
Ghost War?
No.
The King's Man?
Nope.
Greenland?
Nope.
My goodness. All right, keep talking.
Anyway. I think it's called Conspiracy.
Okay.
Look that up. Anyway, it's a great movie about this weekend that they spend at this castle where, I forget who Kenneth Branagh plays, but he's the main guy, where he rolls out very gently over the course of a couple days with lots of drinks and eating roast beef, like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to kill him, and we're going to kill him with gas, and we're going to put him in trains, and lots of the people at the table are horrified. And by the end of it, they all, like, sign on. And it's supposed to be it's supposed to be historically accurate.
Ooh, I want to watch that.
It's really good, and it's really disturbing. And basically, like, this one guy, because they're all big wigs, big hitters, one guy's like, I can't sign this. And Kenneth Branagh says, isn't your mother Jewish? And he's like, I'll sign it. Like, you can be either be running the trains or be on the train, brother.